Hidden in the hills of Rowan County, a congregation remained timeless in the Sardis church that held over 160 years of history. The church was built in 1849, but was destroyed in a winter fire, leaving residents like Barbara Kearns to long for the history in the place she grew to call home.
It's just part of my life, you know, and part of my dad's life. I think for us, it was just a place to go home.
After the church was destroyed, it left Kearns and her parishioners to hold service in a tent next to the remnants of their church. But now, sitting on the foundation of the old church, a new building was set up and dedicated as a place to cherish memories, honor past loved ones, and worship.
Before my father passed away, he said that was his wish. He said, when I'm gone, I hope that my children and their children will continue to come here and realize what this has meant to all of us that lived up here, the old church.
It is this tradition that started the idea of rebuilding the church. After knocking on doors, writing letters, and making calls to the community, Kearns and other members of the nonprofit raised enough money to have the building in only 2 years since the fire, which shocked members like Gail Lincoln.
And I'm amazed in just 2 years that they raised almost all the money that they needed, and just going door to door and things like that.
For Jacob Carrata, who drove 8 hours from Rockford, Illinois for the service, feels like the non-denominational church is a lot like stepping back in time to a culture deeply rooted in Southern gospel.
You know, come from New York, I thought this was rather novel. I describe it to people from where we're coming from, is stepping into a time machine and going back 100 years, and this is how they do church. You know, back this is how they did church back 100 years ago, up in the hills. You know, not everyone who comes to this claims to be a Christian believer. You know, or is a Christian believer, but they'll come back because of the family.
Across the road and nestled into the National Forest, the Sardis Cemetery was considered by many people, like Tom Hamm, to be the perfect pair with the church, some of the oldest graves dating back to the 1800s.
It just didn't seem right having a cemetery here without that building, because the cemetery and the building went together. I suppose the way our forefathers did, they would build a church and then they would start burying their kinfolks close to that church.
The family often talks about those in the cemetery and the history of the area during the services, giving attendees like Lincoln a glimpse into the past.
They'll talk about their families, and they talk about the cemetery, and they talk about the people in the cemetery just almost as if they're still right here. And that brings it to life more, the real memories of folks. And so it's kind of the Neighborhood Storytelling Festival, in a way.
The Sardis Church rose from the ashes to keep the history and legacy of those in the cemetery alive. Maybe it will last another 100 years.
I hope it will, in generations to come. It will represent that building while it's not ever, the old church never going to be back. We know that. There wasn't even a trace of anything. We hope that it will always be a place that our children and the relatives of all those that are buried up there, that they will consider that a place to come home to.
This has been Juliana Leach covering the story of the Sardis Church.